Now, described by former Housing Minister Owen Murphy as very trendy, a kind of boutique hotel, the shutters are being brought down today on co-living by his successor, Dara O'Brien. On foot of a report from departmental officials, Minister O'Brien has decided to amend the planning guidelines to, he says, restrict all future commercial co-living activity. Existing applications are not affected, nor developments that have already been granted permission. To date, there have been 14 applications, 5 have been approved, 2 refused, and 7 under consideration. We're joined by the Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage, Dara O'Brien. Minister, you're very welcome to the
studio. Thanks very much, Brian. Thank you.
14 applications in 2 years. It's hardly an avalanche of investment. So what's the problem if these developments are meeting a particular niche demand?
Well, that was the thing. Look, I sought a report from my officials when I became housing minister to look at this area. So I've published the report, actually, and those who are interested can access it from today, which outlines some options. One of the concern that I did have and do have, should I say, and that is highlighted in the report, is the concentration of these type of developments and the scale of them. Whilst it might only be 14, it's about 2,100 units within those 14 developments. Now, when you compare that internationally to somewhere comparable to us, like the Greater Manchester area, we're effectively already, with the permissions that are granted, up at the level that they would be at already. So this was, as you rightly say, announced as what was a niche measure. I believe if it's left to go unchecked, it won't become a niche measure. And in certain parts of the country, that it would become far more prevalent than we would want.
Even though that report you cited, your own officials say that it can work. There is scope for commercial co-living on a limited basis.
Well, I had to consider it, and I wanted to consider it. And that's why I've been asking the Dáil numerous times over the last couple of months what I was doing with it. And I said I would review it and I would make a decision based on the data that I've received in a considered way. And that's actually what I've done, because the focus of this government is to deliver good quality, affordable housing for purchase and rent, and a public housing for our people as well, at a scale never seen before.
So these developments will, to be clear, they will be banned. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll be issuing the what's granted is granted already, and that's fair enough. But what I have done is that I will be issuing new guidance to our local authorities that there would be a presumption to refuse applications for co-living, shared accommodation type developments such as this. I think there are other considerations, if I could say, within the report in relation to the impact that it could and indeed is having in relation to already inflated land costs. The maximisation of yield per square foot of some of these developments leads to driving up the cost of land in certain places. It's not what we want. And I think what can happen is those developments that have been granted already, none of them have been built, by the way, I might add, not one shared unit or co-living unit has been built.
But permission has been granted.
But it affords an opportunity for those
cases
to be built and then obviously they could be assessed. But right now...
So you might revisit it then, is that right?
Well, all housing policy is open for revision. But what I would say is my focus and this government's focus is delivering secure, permanent homes for our people. Mm-hmm. And I don't see this as a mechanism to do that.
In relation though, to tackling that broader housing crisis, the ESRI is forecasting completions this year perhaps falling to 15,000. Mm-hmm. That's against a requirement of maybe 30,000 to begin to get on top of this. Do local authorities need to take more responsibility in this area? And I'm thinking particularly of what happened over in Santry, where councillors in Dublin voted against a private development.
Yeah, I suppose we're looking at that, the ESRA data, that we could have anything between 16 and 18,000 completions this year, which is well below what we need. Data research that I've commissioned through that same organisation, the ESRA, show we need about 33,000 a year. Mm. That's what we need, so we're well below it. I've just left Dunleary Rathdown this morning, where I've left the Enniskerry Road site, where there'll be 50 cost rental and 150 social units, which are up and running. Dunleary Rathdown actually approved the Shangana site, which is nearly 600 homes, both affordable
and social.
But
we're going to be well short this year.
We have a big challenge, and that's why we've delivered the single biggest housing budget in the history of the state for next year. But our local authorities and its members, I might add, and some councillors need to step up to their responsibility too. I don't believe we have the luxury for some that appear to want to do this is just to continue to have an ideological debate back and forth about the different types of housing tenure or indeed the mix when there are people with hundreds of 130,000 people waiting for homes. We have a lot of people stuck in an unaffordability trap. That's why I'm bringing forward affordable rental and affordable purchase. So there's lots of good things we're going to be doing in the next year.
On another matter, your department is resisting a recommendation that local authorities provide own-door accommodation for asylum seekers after they've been 3 months in this country. That's on foot of a recommendation from a task force headed by Catherine Day. Your department described that as something that was not considered to be workable or implementable, would have a significant negative effect on the ability of homeless families to access housing. What's the basis for that warning?
Well, we were asked for our observations and we gave them. And we gave them in the knowledge that those observations would be made public. Now, we're committed as a government to ending direct provision and I want to be part of that. To go back to your question, which is related beforehand, we've got to build more public homes. And that's why next year this government and I have targeted 12,750 public homes for next year.
The question was, Minister, what's the basis for your department's assessment that this recommendation from Catherine Day, she was asked by the government to look at this whole area. She's come up with these recommendations. We're rejected by your department. On what basis?
Well, they're not rejected. We put observations in to the recommendations that she has made to highlight where the difficulties will be and where we need to work on with government colleagues. I've met with Roderick O'Gorman, the minister. I've met with Helen McEntee, and we fed into this report. There's a reality right now is that in the Catherine Day report, they mention, you know, looking at the private rental sector to be able to take up some of the slack. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's fine. But look at the pressure that's under right now. Look at the pressure, the public housing system's under pressure. So what I was identifying, my officials were identifying, is some of the real challenges that we'll have to deliver. We are, as a government,
which Catherine Day didn't give sufficient attention
to. She published her report and I gave my, and let's be clear about this, this is normal practice. She published the report, we gave our submissions, we input to that report, and government now is preparing a white paper.
Just a final,
and that's the appropriate thing to do.
Just on a final question, COVID-19 restrictions, the cabinet due to meet later this week, will people know by the end of this week where they stand in relation to December and Christmas?
Yes, I hope so. Look, it follows another good day in relation, good news in relation to vaccines, and we know where the light at the end of the tunnel is into next year with the number of vaccines now nearing approval, and we've set up our vaccine task force to plan the rollout of it. We want to have, and our people want to have, a meaningful Christmas because they've sacrificed so much to get us there. What we don't want to do is bring in measures that are going to reverse the progress that we have made.
But will you be guided solely by the medical advice?
No, government make a decision. The governments are the one who make a decision. We're meeting tomorrow morning. We'll have a number of meetings this week. The Taoiseach has said that he's been really clear on this, is that we intend to have our plan and communicate to the public later this week following consideration of the public health advice, but also other matters that feed into it.
Travelling around the country, going back to the pub or restaurant, visiting each other's homes, welcoming people back to this country or living abroad. Should we temper our expectations?
I think many people have tempered their expectations already from talking to people in my own constituency. They understand that this Christmas isn't going to be as it would normally be. But we want people to be able to enjoy Christmas in a meaningful way, but in a safe way. And we know, as I said, there's light at the end of the tunnel with regard to vaccines. That's going to be our priority.
Minister Dara O'Brien, thank you very much for talking to us on the News at One.